participated in those discussions even on an informal basis. I want to talk this morning I'm going to call it the need to be concordant. And I want to start by reading a passage from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Actually, I'll start at verse 14. Very familiar passage for you. "Now you be remaining in what you learned and verified, being aware from whom you learned it, and that from a babe you are acquainted with the sacred scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is beneficial for teaching, for exposure, for correction, for discipline in righteousness, that the man of God may be equipped, fitted out for every good act." And of course, we often hear the focus, and we've heard it mentioned several times during this conference even, the fact that all scripture is inspired by God. However, as we know, and I'm not telling you anything new, I just am reminding you of some things, that in 2 Timothy 2:15, we need also to keep this in mind. On the one hand, we know that all scripture is inspired by God. That's the truth. But in light of, we need to look at that in light of 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. "Endeavor to present yourself to God qualified, an unashamed worker, correctly cutting the word of truth." To me, that infers a proper handling of God's Word. Rightly dividing, correctly cutting. We're properly handling God's Word. So, in other words, all Scripture is inspired by God, but there needs to be a proper handling of God's Word. I think that that means a number of different things. One of the things it means is that the words of Scripture need to be correctly cut, properly handled when the translation is made. We need to observe the differences in the words in the original languages. And we need to test the translation. Now, as we know, and I think it's refreshing that at this conference we've heard a number of different translations being used. Very often we've heard the King James come up. We've heard from Mr. Bullinger's notes. We even heard from the Living Bible at one point. I think that that's good, because that's a way that we can test. That's a way that we can consider other perspectives that at least give us things to think about as we consider the meaning of the passages. We do need to observe differences in the original languages. And personally, that's why I like the concordance so much, is because I think it does the best job of doing that. Is it perfect? No. But it does, I think, the best job of doing that. And it also has enough apparatus available that we are able to test the translation. Now, I know I'm a little different than a lot of you folks here, because I spent most of my life in a traditional church setting. I used myself a variety of different translations. I went to seminary and I saw them gravitate toward the New Revised Standard Version. By the time I left, that was the translation. A number of different translations, but hardly ever did I ever hear of a translation being questioned. Hardly ever did I ever hear it tested against another translation, against the originals. No attempt made, really, to scrutinize what did the original languages really say. In other words, there is just a great amount of faith in the translator or the translators within the traditional church today. And I think that as we ourselves study, it's very important that we take care to determine those kinds of differences. Now, I know, for example, I cut off a discussion and questions and answers earlier today for the sake of time, but those are the kind of things we do have to, in study, question and test. In just specific words and how they're used and what is in the originals and what is not in the originals. And to be able to test the translation, even the concordant translation. And that's one of the things I enjoy when we sit and discuss things, especially in some of the informal discussions that we have, because we are able to take the translation, the concordant translation, not say, well, this is absolute 100% correct. We were able to test it. And Mr. Knopf himself would have wanted it that way, for us to be able to test the translation. proper handling of God's Word outside of the translation also talks about observing distinctions that God made as we interpret. Very, very often we can be in agreement with brothers and sisters about what the Word of God says, even if we come to derive a correct translation. But that's only part of rightly dividing, of correctly cutting, of properly using God's Word. Because even with a correct translation, assuming we have a perfect translation into the English from the original languages, we still have the issue of how do we interpret God's Word. And we have many differences. So some of the things, as an example, and I know that we have, many of us studied these things, when we come across even subjects in Scripture such as born again and new creation, are those the same concepts? Or when those two things are being referred to in Scripture, are they two different things? Pardon and justification. Those are two different, clearly two different words in Scripture. Are they two different concepts, or are they the same thing? These are issues of interpretation. How we